I've had a few legends on the King Review over the last 12 months or so, but not many of them stack up against my next guest. He is absolute Australian music royalty. He's been a part of a band from the very beginning who took the world by storm as far back as the 1980s. They are still going strong, but it is their final tour and they are playing in Cairns in just over a week's time. It's an absolute pleasure and a joy to have Jim Magini on the line. Jim is a founding member and guitarist from Midnight Oil.
Good morning, Gavin. How are you going?
I am very well indeed. Very excited to talk to you. Now, technically, Midnight Oil have been around for just under 50 years, but we'll call it 50 years because I guess let's cast our minds all the way back. The band was called Farm, I believe, when you first, just before you recruited Peter Garrett into the fold. Tell us, 50 years, can you believe it?
I can't really. Yeah, it's ancient history. People had sideburns and safari suits when we started. We were really a prog band. Yeah, Farm was a prog band, really. And we got Pete in, and he was more from coming from the Motley Hoople end of the spectrum and more Bad Company and that kind of stuff. And we loved the Stones, but we did find a lot of common ground with our music with him. And as soon as he came along, he was such a striking figure, and still is, obviously, that we went on this bizarre journey together where he went into politics and then, we were going hanging around with Aboriginal people. I'm fast forwarding through this whole story now, it's a bit scatterbrained, it's a bit early in the morning, but going out and hanging out in the Western Desert and learning from Aboriginal people and making records in London, going to the States and, playing the Exxon protest and, it was a heady ride, and it was quite intense, especially in the bit where we got really busy in the late 80s and early 90s when After Beds Burning came out. And so it's been a huge ride. It's been quite a strange band in that sense that, we had the political thing as well with Pete going into politics and taking the band's message to its ultimate sort of manifestation, even though, perhaps he wasn't as successful as he wanted to be, but then again, that wasn't the point. He wanted to go in and give it a go, and that's what he did. Mm. I think anyone who goes in it's a very difficult thing to do, to be a politician. We just kept on going and sticking to our music even when he was in politics. And then, of course, when he came back to the fold, we were all ready to go. So when we did the Great Circle Tour, we were all really happy to jump on board and play the old songs. And I think when we did the tour, we relearned about 180 songs or something like that. It was a 3 or 4 month period of kind of relearning how to be Midnight Oil again, and putting the new software upgrade into the machine, and we just played along, and it was really successful. 77 shows all around the world, and so we just ended up, and now we're coming full circle again after 5 years to do this final run.
Jim, let's of course turn to the absolutely fantastic new album, Resist. Of course, Midnight Oil, you are playing here in Cairns just over a week's time. You're playing at the Cairns Convention Centre on Wednesday, April 6th. So excited. But it is, we understand, and you've stated that it is the last tour for Midnight Oil. This is not going to be some kind of John Farnham last tour that keeps coming back.
that's one of the things that's always said when this announcement. But I think for us, we've decided it's time to call it. And after, as you said, 50 years, and the sort of music we play is very fast. Mm. Like proto-punk Sydney rock from the 70s. Really, I mean, that kind of stuff. Even though we went into pop and folk and electronica and other styles as we went, I think that urgency, you just need to have that when you play our music. I guess the Stones are in a different category. I think they're playing more bar band music in a sense when our stuff's much more high adrenaline, high octane. And I just think you're a bit of a fool if you think you can do it in your late 70s when I think the Ash Barty thing's a great
thing. Yeah, how timely.
To retirement, because it's just, she's only 26 or something. Mm-hmm. But, we're sort of in our late 60s, and we've done it for a very long time. And I think because the album is really good and we made a really good album, we managed to do that. And older bands don't always achieve that. And because we did that and we can look each other in the eye and say we did our best the whole time. And so when we're presenting it to people now as at the gig, it's a sort of a, it's not sort of a sad event. It's quite a celebratory thing. I think the show so far, they've been really positive and people get it. You know, people don't seem to understand. I think the Farnham thing is, I mean, I've got friends that say that, and I've also got friends that go, oh, God, you guys should have retired in 1980. Or, you know, or the other one is like, oh, God, don't retire. You can't. We need you, you know.
Yeah. Sort
of thing. But I think that the physical realities of the situation have to be observed, and also, you know, going off to do other things and having other manifestations of the band, and I think that will happen. You know, I don't know quite what form it will be in, whether it's record making or filmmaking or whatever, but I know as a group of people we're quite we're a good team in a lot of ways. So it's yet to be seen how that'll be manifest, but yeah, look, it's sort of exciting as well, and we're, you know, going all around the world doing it. We'll go to the States after this, and then we'll go to Europe after that, and New Zealand and places like that towards the end of the year. So it's going to be a big year of touring. So yeah, it's the Midnight Oil story. You know, it's sort of weaving its way to a close. And you know, I think we're looking forward to coming up into Cairns and doing the Top End, then Darwin as well, and places like that. And so yeah, places that we've had great experiences at, even the Tanks Art Centre. I played there a few times.
What a beautiful, beautiful venue.
Oh, I love that gig. It's beautiful. And I think we might have played this one before, the Convention Centre. But it's bittersweet, man. It is, Gav. And really looking forward to getting up there to see you guys. And I think it's marking the whole thing out. But it's really sounding great, and we're really having fun with it. Gigs have been good so far.
Jim Magini, what an absolute pleasure to talk to you. We can't wait to see you and the band perform at the Cairns Convention Centre on April 6th. Jim, absolute pleasure. Thanks for your time on the King Review today.
Mate, no, absolute pleasure, Gavin. Thanks, mate.